Welcome to the ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants. Ultra is a leading independent enterprise software consulting firm serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Hosted by Ultra's founder and CEO, Jeff Carr, the ERP Insights podcast shares expertise that helps project teams achieve sustained business transformation. Here's your host, Jeff Carr.
In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to start the ERP search and selection process if you're considering a new ERP system for your company. I'm going to talk about a number of topics: project genesis, expectations, CEO priorities, the value of the project, and organizing a project. First of all, with project genesis, let me speak to that. I always advise my clients to think through, how did you start thinking about this ERP project? I consider these projects major transformations for the company. So I always find it interesting and very important as a consultant, and I know the ERP vendors feel the same way. It's important to understand, how did the company get to this particular stage? What was really the genesis or the spark that started the thinking about transforming an information system to modern technology? I often find that it comes from perhaps inside, from the users who are complaining about the difficulty they have in processing information, the multiple steps, the wasted data. I also find sometimes it's a result of perhaps a new member of the management team, or it could be a whole new management team as a result of an acquisition. So there's a number of different reasons. And I think those reasons need to be understood because they lead to an understanding of what the value of these projects are. Next, I just want to talk a little bit about project expectations. So what are the typical expectations for these projects? Well, let's think about it. On time, on budget, least disruption, significant ROI. Those typically are the expectations that I hear from the management team. And the ROI typically is coming from the top, from the board, or from the CEO. So what happens in these ERP projects? Kind of like all projects, and I'm sure it's the same in the construction industry or in, you know, building a new plant or adding a new piece of machinery. There's always challenges in meeting these schedules and meeting these budgets and meeting the ROI. And I think a lot of the reason is that the expectations that are set are wrong. So we have a lot of pundits in the industry that claim that most of these projects fail to meet expectations. So think about those expectations when you're setting up the project, giving yourself enough time in the schedule, making sure you have enough budget, you have the right resources, and making sure that you totally understand what the value is that you can produce as a result of these particular projects. I think that the expectations are the root of a lot of problems with ERP vendors and projects, because a lot of the information that you get from is talking to vendors who try to make it sound a bit easier than it really is. You know, a lot of us think about, well, when I get a number, I just double or triple it. But that's not really the right way to go about establishing expectations. You need to talk to experts, people that have been through it before, talk about your peers in the industry and how they've done it. So you need to spend a lot of time, and when you're setting these projects up, talking to people that have already done it that are in your industry or like your company. The next topic I want to just briefly touch on are the CEO priorities, because I find that these are extremely important for a project such as this. The C-suite, the top management, the CEO and his direct reports, obviously have an ongoing responsibility to develop the strategy and the action plans for the company. Those strategy and the action plans often involve projects that may or may not conflict with the ERP transformation project. A lot of time what we run into is challenges with companies because the resources that need to be allocated to the ERP project are often overbooked on other projects. So I often tell companies, do not do this project unless it's one of your top three priorities, because you cannot do these projects successfully without having a clear mindset on the part of the people working these particular projects. They cannot be push-pulled into different projects and expect a successful outcome. So the C-suite or the CEO priorities are extremely important. Do not do these projects unless it's one of the top three projects, preferably the top project. Next is value. And I'm going to talk more about this in upcoming episodes. What is the real value of these particular projects? We see a lot of times that, you know, it's an outdated system. It's a technology risk. The IT staff is retiring, on and on and on. But I believe that, and I think those are valid points that should be considered, but I believe that, you know, the thrust should be to identify the improvements that you're going to find in your business as a result of this transformation and making those improvements a key part of the project charter and the project promotion. You need to be able to sell this project to the rest of the organization. Why are we doing this? Is it going to be to reduce inventory, improve production, improve customer satisfaction, improve profitability? And if so, how? So we need to have that defined upfront and really understand what that value is. We'll be talking more about value in upcoming episodes. The last topic I was going to talk about was organizing a project. And I just wanted to make sure you understood that that was part of starting an ERP project. Now, we do have a number of episodes. Episode 1, 2, and 3 speak specifically to organizing an ERP project. So that's the conclusion of ERP project expectations, project genesis, expectations, CEO priorities, and value. So please check our website weekly basis for our next episode. Thank you.
Thank you for joining today's ERP Insights podcast from Ultra Consultants, leading independent enterprise software consultants serving the manufacturing and distribution industries. Check ultraconsultants.com/ERP Insights soon for a new podcast episode with your host, Jeff Carr.